Look at your reviews. Also look at the reviews of your competitors. It's absolute gold dust. It can tell us why people are buying, what problem were they trying to escape from, what products they might have tried in before. Understanding your shopper means that you're speaking directly to their pain points, directly to their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations. And all of this will help you craft content that converts. So that's your copywriting and that's your creative visuals as well.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, well, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. It could be email or SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. And in each episode, we release a new one every single Wednesday. I interview a different expert to explore the latest advice on making it work for you. Now, I love hearing from you guys about what you think about the show. So when we get a lovely mention, I try and make sure that we give you a shout out. So today's, in this episode, shout out is to Amjad Bakari, who added a comment to one of my posts about our recent Google ad series and said, "Most brands treat Google ads like it's 2018 and wonder why it bleeds. This lineup should be mandatory listening for every e-com founder running paid." Thank you, Amjad. I completely agree. We've got to move on from 2018 with Google Ads. Listen to our recent series and you will be able to do just that as well. So thanks, Amjad. Okay, at the moment, we are picking up the marketplaces thread again. We kicked off last episode with a how to work out what marketplace to sell on. This time, we are going deep into Amazon, which is the most likely marketplace you are also selling on. And we are tackling conversion rates on Amazon. We're looking at how you can improve the number of people who get to your product page who actually check out. So lots about content, lots about copywriting and video imagery, everything you can do on that product page. My guest will be kind of sharing some benchmarks. You know what you're doing. We'll be talking a bit about reporting, about monitoring, about prioritizing it all, because it's a huge amount. It can feel like a huge amount of work to do, but it will pay off. And my guest got some brilliant insider tips as well, because she is deep, deep, deep in the world of Amazon. So you're going to get a lot out of this one. I know I did. So make sure you stay tuned to the end. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my four-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
In this episode, I'm chatting with marketplaces expert Emma Bagley. Emma is the founder of Zeal Agency, a boutique Amazon growth agency focused on conversions, blending performance marketing and brand storytelling to help their customers scale profitably. Hello, Emma.
Oh, hello, Chloe. Thank you. Thank you for that kind introduction. Lovely to be talking to you today.
Great to have you on the show. I'm very eager to get deep into what's working on Amazon at the moment. But first off, how did you end up in the world of Amazon and marketplaces?
So probably been in a world of Amazon now for over 10 years, and it started off as a side hustle. I've always wanted to set up my own business. And I was trying to find avenues to do that. So I started doing some side hustle, freelance contracting roles with US-based Amazon agencies. And then I moved into the world of buying and selling on Amazon. And then in kind of 2020, I thought, I really need to do something about this burning desire of mine to set up a business. I've worked for Amazon agencies. I think I can do a better job. I know I can do a better job. I think there's a real gap in the market for a boutique service. So I quit my full-time job and went all in. So I have been bravely running this agency now since officially 2021. But I've seen all sides of the world of Amazon. So from buying and selling to, you know, PPC to full service marketing across the globe. So yes, I'm deeply embedded in this system, in this world.
It's something which I don't think we can say enough for anyone who's, you know, as most of our listeners are running their own Shopify, Magento, BigCommerce, Shopline, whatever it might be, store, and Amazon's a side project. And it, I don't think it can be said enough that it's a completely different set of knowledge. So little of what you do on your own site, if you really want to maximize the Amazon sales, can you convert across? Because it is, it's a whole other ecosystem, a whole other skill set, a whole other set of challenges, which obviously we're going to deal with some of those now. She says, sounding a bit too much like a radio DJ and segueing us across, but we'll roll with it. So, Emma, you contacted me and said you really wanted to help people understand how to improve their conversion rates on Amazon. We all know what that means on a website. What does it mean on Amazon? Is it still about traffic to site to conversion? Is it traffic to landing page to sale? Or is it something else? How are we, what is our number? What is our key metric when we're talking conversion rates on Amazon?
There's two ways of looking at it, I think, really. You, from a PPC agency, so from an advertising agency, we really would be looking at how your ads are converting. So click to purchase. So the clicks, you know, looking at how many clicks, how many people buy, and that's ad conversion. But really, as a business, me, because I'm full service Amazon agency, I want to look at the whole picture. So from the organic traffic as well as the paid traffic. So looking at how many people from that ever source, how many people land on the listing, and then how many people then go on to purchase. So that's conversion. So that's your conversion rate that I look at. I also really deeply study the abandoned cart rate as well, because you've done nearly 90% as a job of persuading them, but something's happened and they haven't added to cart. So you can find this data on the business reports on Amazon Seller Central, and the conversion rate, paid and organic, how many people land on your page, how many people purchase.
It's very much a page by page rather than an overall company number we're looking at then. On Amazon.
Yeah, so it'll all be down to your individual ASIN. So how many people went on to your product page, your ASIN level. Of course, there is, I mean, you can go look into so many data points. Another metric you could look at is how many people you go into your brand store as well, which would essentially be your internal to Amazon website. So you can look at the metrics on there as well. There's so much data on your Amazon storefront about how many people have visited, how many people have purchased, what's the most visited page, how long they spend on that page, how many sales have been generated from that page. So that's at the brand store level. The focus probably of today's podcast, and I think that what really drives profitability is your product detail page, your ASIN level. So, you know, your own product page.
Got you. Well, let's focus on where the biggest value is then. For anyone listening who's wondering what an ASIN is, where have you been? No, I joke. An ASIN is essentially the unique SKU code that Amazon uses, and it's every product you sell has its own ASIN. So in Amazon world, we just say ASIN a lot. Well, I don't live in Amazon world, but Amazon people say ASIN a lot, and that's what ASIN is, just in case you're going, what's ASIN? Ah, nightmare. Not an
and Amazon give you that ASIN. You don't decide it. You can have, yeah, not to go into complexities, but it's Amazon's own unique number, and Amazon gives you your product and a unique code, ASIN.
So those pages are product pages on Amazon. Where do we start if we want to improve those conversion rates? Because it feels like Amazon's given us a whole load of stuff we can now do on those pages should we want to. They've almost become websites of their own. So where do we start? What levers do we want to be looking at and pulling?
Okay, so it's important to firstly explain or to reinforce that Amazon is a marketplace and there is so much competition. Many shoppers, but a lot of competition. So it is really important that brands don't just copy what's on their D2C site, first of all, over onto Amazon. And I see that all of the time. It's worked well, great products, great descriptions, and they just think, oh, just save time and resources. And, you know, Amazon's an afterthought. That is the biggest mistake to do because shoppers are on there and they're one click away from your competition. So you need to be persuading them that your product is better and that they should buy your product now. On Amazon, most shoppers have high purchase intent and they might just be looking at maybe 2, 3, 4 of your competitors or maybe even within your own product range. So when they do land on your product detail page, that is your opportunity to sell. And that's where your conversion optimization comes in. So imagine that your best salesperson is in that room and it's talking to that customer. And we know that features don't sell, okay? So we don't want to be talking at the shopper. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about this later in terms of like the art and the psychology of selling. But principally, on that product detail page, it's made up of five bullet points, product descriptions. And really, most shoppers do not read those bullet points. It's really for SEO value and the Amazon bots. But it's really important that, you know, you've got your SEO in those bullet points. You've got, you know, you're using a copywriter to craft compelling messages to explain the product, why the product's better than competition, and also including those important facts and features, you know, size and scale, perhaps, or tech specs. What really sells is your gallery images, okay? Particularly the first three gallery images. So we all know on Amazon, the main product, the hero image, has to be on white. There are some tips and tricks to improve that image, but I'm talking about the next three images. So this is your real opportunity to persuade people to buy why your product is the most meet their needs and be much better than the competition. So there's usually 6 or 7 opportunities for gallery images to sell. Video, absolutely 100%, is absolute king on Amazon. So the more video content that you can put on that product detail page, the better. We're talking how-to videos, product in use videos, customer testimonial videos, size and scale type videos, video content is king. And then at the bottom of the page, you've got what's called the A+ content and a beautiful panel on that product detail page called your brand story. This is your opportunity to communicate with new to brand customers, as well as existing brand customers, all about the brand and why people should buy from your brand. And then you've got between like 5 and 7 panels to really sell again the product, go into much more detail than the gallery images. Also, if you've got what's called premium A+ content, you can do some really cool interactive things with your A+ content, hotspots, frequently asked questions, lots of video content. It's an entertainment tool. And I like to describe the A+ content as like the billboard. So it should dominate that product detail page with color, with visuals, with content where you're keeping that shopper on the product detail page. They're loving the visuals. The copy is speaking to them as an individual. And, you know, it's also a beautiful opportunity to upsell and cross-sell within your product range. So on that product detail page, you've got your bullet points, obviously your title, your bullet points. And then really what is going to convert is your gallery images, your videos, and your A+ content without a doubt. And really a super message I want to get through to brands today is, we're not talking just pretty pictures and we're not talking about Canva creatives. We're talking about thought out, curated messages that sell that product to that shopper as though the best salesperson is in that room talking directly to that shopper. Does that answer your question, Chloe?
Just a little bit, but okay. Couple of follow-ups for you. Mm. First off, you mentioned if you've got premium A+ content. So are there certain... You know, do you have to reach a certain level to get that? Is that something you pay for? Is that something you you win? Is it something that's slowly being rolled out?
It's usually dependent. So it depends on marketplaces, but usually dependent on how many ASINs you have. And you can actually pay for it if you're a vendor, if you're a 1P seller, but presuming your audience you don't sell through vendor. But it's usually to do with your number of ASINs that you've got in your product range and how long you've been selling as to whether you can get that premium A plus content. Vendors have to pay, and it's quite a lot of money in America, in the US. I think it's like £50,000. It's ridiculous. So Amazon sort of cherry picks who's going to get that premium content.
Got you. So one to look out for. If we get it, take advantage of it. And then you mentioned the fact that our audience have almost certainly got more than one SKU, almost certainly got more than one ASIN to be setting up. And ticking all those boxes on the page is a lot of work. Doing it across multiple products is a lot of work. How do you prioritize where to start with all of this?
I would always recommend focusing on your top sellers. So don't try and do everything all at once and focus. When I spoke earlier, I mentioned about don't copy everything over from your D2C. If you've got a massive catalogue, copy that over and gradually, incrementally optimize your best sellers. Start there. If you've got product range that's quite similar as well, you can, it doesn't mean crafting 6-7 gallery images that are completely unique to those product detail pages. There's going to be commonality between your products, I'm sure. And also with your A-plus content and your brand story, there's going to be shared content between those products. So yeah, I would be prioritizing those that you really want to push, and also going to considering your advertising budget as well. If you've got a massive SKU count, I really wouldn't be advertising all of your SKUs. I would be looking at your hero products, making sure they're optimized first, then driving advertising traffic to those listings. Really wouldn't encourage any brand to waste advertising budget on driving traffic to unoptimized product detail pages. It really is a case of, you know, invest properly into Amazon. Otherwise, you're just going to be frustrated with profitability and growth. So don't go into it half-heartedly. Go into Amazon and commit to the fact that you are going to have to invest in copy and creative right from the get-go.
Now, you mentioned the to think of how you're pulling all this content together as being, you know, your best salesperson's talking to them, and that behavioral science can be a friend here. So how and where do we weave that in? Have you got any tips for us, please?
Yeah. So I suppose just to clarify what I mean by behavioral science, psychology. So I'm talking about the science behind why people buy. So it's not just what they're buying, it's what they're feeling, what they're fearing, or what they're hoping for in that moment. And if you can kind of talk to those feelings, those fears, those the problems that they're trying to get relief from, that's where conversion comes in. And on Amazon, you've literally got seconds to connect. So my top tip, and what we do at Zeal, is if you're new to Amazon, it's going to be difficult. You won't have what I'm going to suggest as a source one. But source one would be looking at your search term reports and looking at how people are actually finding and buying your product, what sort of language they're using to find your product in the first place. That's always a good place to start. But what we do at Zeal is we look at your reviews. They're like gold, is gold mine. Look at your reviews that you've got, whether it's on your D2C site, whether it's on Amazon. Also look at the reviews of your competitors. And if you're using a tool, I use Helium 10, we use Helium 10, you can actually just download those Amazon reviews of your products and your competitors' products into a nice Excel file. And looking at those reviews, oh, it's absolute gold dust. So it can tell us why people are buying, what problem were they trying to escape from, what products they might have tried in before. And then you can download those reviews, Chloe, and put them through ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to analyze these reviews under those kind of questions. But that's what we do. We have our own system to be able to do this. And we layer over behavioral psychology to really understand this. I'm sure if you've got a big enough marketing team, there will be support in your team to be able to help you ask ChatGPT and those kind of top questions. But that is what I would do first of all. Understanding your shopper means that you're speaking directly to their pain points, directly to their hopes, their dreams, their aspirations, what problems have been they're trying to escape from. And all of this will help you craft content that converts. So that's your copywriting and that's your creative visuals as well.
Nice. Always love it when it goes back to kind of the voice of the customer. And it's being able to, you know, get your competitors' reviews and the and your own product reviews. Just, it's such a fast track on Amazon. Such a fast track.
Yeah. And I would really also recommend, top tip for your listeners is never ever set it and forget it. Never create gallery images and A-plus content and then think that your job is done, because you're constantly needing to learn. But also, you should be always running experiments on your product detail page. So, you know, maybe changing the order of your gallery images or testing a new emotional motivator, going back to behavioral psychology there, but testing different messages and what really is going to get you those conversions is an ongoing process. And don't try and do everything at once. Don't try and make lots of changes and experiment with a lot. Really start strategically. And then after a month or a couple of months, test something different. Even if it is just changing the order or just changing some of the copy with your creative. Amazon is not a set it and forget it. And those brands that do really, they will see declining sales over time as their competition improves and improves.
Such a good point. I've got probably one of the most annoying questions you ever get, but I know we've got listeners screaming it at whatever they're listening on right now, which is, so you're allowed to answer this however you like. You don't have to give me a number, but what is a reasonable conversion rate for our pages on Amazon? Is there a vague number, a range we should go for? Is it simply about just tracking against our own performance?
It is a really good question. And I get asked this question all of the time. You know, industry would say 20%. I think that's sometimes a very unachievable number. You've got to think about what your conversion rate is on your website, first of all. And that will give you an idea of how much competition you are likely to have in your category. And it will be worse on Amazon because the competition is intense. So it will be absolutely tracking your conversion rate over time. And you can do that in business reports. And I would absolutely monitor that monthly. I wouldn't say weekly because there's so many fluctuations within the week. And I would also be tracking against my other products in the range. We do that all of the time. I'm working with a client at the moment and conversions rates used to be, you know, they were only ever around 7%. It's because they're a very competitive category. We've got declining conversion rates in our top-selling ASINs, our top-selling products. And that has set off a whole project now to understand why we haven't changed anything. And it's simply because new competitors have come into the market. So that's making us, you know, our advertising profitability has gone down, conversion's gone down, profitability goes down. It's really significant. So important of tracking over time and tracking, just like a natural, you know, product life cycle, your products will have a life cycle themselves. And sometimes it's a case of declining conversion means that actually your product isn't a fit anymore. But tracking it over time is going to give you that information in order to be able to respond or not respond.
Awesome. Thanks, Emma. I'm glad I asked you that. I'd have been quite disappointed if you'd have just said 7 or 20 or something. So love the extra detail there. Okay, it's been great picking your brains about Amazon conversion rate optimization and a whole lot more as well. Listeners, remember to stay tuned right to the end so you don't miss out on Emma's insider tips on marketplaces and my suggestions for more free resources to help you improve things even further in your business. Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business. One that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo. That's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my 4-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Okay, Emma, so far we've gone deep into Amazon conversion rate optimization. Now you get to wow us with your insider knowledge about the whole of the marketplace world. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with marketplaces, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. Emma, are you ready for these?
Go for it, Chloe.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
Well, my recommendation is continuous learning. So Amazon has an amazing university of resources from every single aspect of Amazon. That would be my absolute first go-to for the team recommendation. And before you even, you know, if there's fellas out there that are considering an agency, I really wouldn't consider working with an agency until you know all of the ins and outs of Amazon and what data is really important. So I would recommend the free Amazon Learning on the console. But also, I love my industry because we, as agency owners, I suppose, and content creators, there is so much free advice out there. So I would recommend following people on LinkedIn, following people on YouTube. And these people are happy to, you know, just send them a message if you've got any questions. We really are a helpful industry. So, yeah, so much valuable content. Amazon is constantly evolving. So even when you've completed your university learning on Seller Central, you still need to keep up to date because Amazon is a beast and complicated and ever-changing. And it's important that you are kept abreast of that. So yeah, Amazon Learning, you also have a section on there called Amazon News, but the people in this industry, connect with them on LinkedIn and YouTube and just learn from them.
Love that. Okay, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
I suppose what I see clients don't do enough of is watching the competition. It's intense, and what they do really impacts on how you perform as a brand in terms of your sales, but also your profitability. So watch the competition. What are they doing in terms of their product range, their pricing, their promotions? That's really important. And I don't necessarily mean you need to respond to that. So in answer to your question about keeping optimizing, don't necessarily respond to that, but be aware of it. And then do your own testing. And constantly test, gather the data, what's working, what's not working, and it's never a set it and forget it approach.
Brilliant. Okay, if someone listening wants to learn even more, is there one cheap or free resource you would recommend?
Find people that you like listening to and reading their content and stalk them on LinkedIn. We write daily. All of the big Amazon agencies write daily. And I would just absorb myself, you know, just even if it's just 5-10 minutes every day on LinkedIn, because even I learn things on LinkedIn from my peers. So it's not a cheap or free resource as one. I would just say LinkedIn is where you're going to find great content. YouTube, if you've got more time and you want to learn the how-tos, absolutely. But LinkedIn is great.
I have this vision of all of you when something new comes out, trying to be the first person to put something insightful on LinkedIn about it.
Oh, it is. And it sometimes, you know, I have to admit, it is slightly cringeworthy. But we do put out a lot of content value to our, you know, to our followers. And we want to be helpful. But yeah, I suppose between us, there is like a competition of who's going to announce it first and how are they going to creatively announce it in the most user-friendly, helpful way. But it is a really nice industry to work with. It is really collaborative, really, and helpful. It's not, I don't find it in any way kind of like other industries might be backstabbing. We are, I can reach out to most agency owners and ask them and pick their brains. There really are some nice people in this industry, and I'd recommend connecting with the majority of them.
Very cool. So there you go, guys. Go and get that following on LinkedIn going on. Finally, crystal ball time. What's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
So it's constantly evolving and AI is constantly talked about. I have mixed thoughts on, especially because my passion is conversion rate optimization. I'm not going to say AI in answer to this question. I'm going to say that brands are going to get more clever. They know how expensive it is to compete on Amazon, whether it's Amazon fees or Amazon PPC spend can be very unprofitable. So I think brands are going to get more clever and they are going to really latch on to the fact that building a brand off Amazon and directing that traffic to Amazon is going to be higher on their agenda. And thinking about Amazon as a full funnel marketing channel, whether that's to drive brand awareness or sales, but using the other marketing methods and channels to drive traffic to Amazon. I just think it's going to get more clever. I think we're going to pull back maybe a little bit on giving all of our hard-earned money to Amazon and just investing in PPC. So yeah, off Amazon, I just see that just getting even more focused. Like, you know, I'm talking TikTok, Meta, maybe even LinkedIn, email marketing, to get a better return on the huge investments that is Amazon. And Amazon is not going away. And Amazon fees are going to continue to increase their business. So yeah, that's what I see evolving more.
I love that. Well, I don't love that, but I think, yeah, that's super insightful, obvious what I really mean there, Emma. So thank you very much for those. Now, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So if the listeners want to get in contact with you and your business, how can they find you and how could you help them?
Okay, thank you. So I'm always on LinkedIn, Emma Bagley, and my agency is Zeal Agency, not to confuse with Zeal Creative up in Leeds. So www.zealagency.co.uk, and there's a contact us form on there. Please feel free to reach out to me on the website or on LinkedIn. I'm always on LinkedIn. It would probably be the best method of contacting me.
And I believe you've got a very special offer for our audience as well.
Yes, I have. So there's any listeners out there that want an hour of talking to me about all things Amazon, whether it's how to drive in performance or how to launch on Amazon or, you know, looking at competitive, whatever it might be. Typically, I charge per hour £250. And, you know, we go into everything. We look at detail. I can go into a lot of detail for that in that 1 hour. But for Chloe listeners and for also a charitable reason, I'm offering that opportunity just to 10 people. A discount, heavily discounted rate of £50. And that money won't go to me or my agency. I'm going to donate that to Rainbows Hospice, which is a charity here in the UK and based in Loughborough, Leicestershire, which is where I live. And it's a children's hospice and it's a phenomenal charity. So that's what I'm doing with those 5 hours that are free to claim and used in any way you see fit.
Very cool. So is the best way to get one of those to jump over to LinkedIn, search for Emma Bagley now and DM you? Would that be the best way to grab one?
Yeah, as I say, I'm always on LinkedIn, got the notifications on my mobile. So if you want to be one of the first 10, just reach out to me on LinkedIn would be the quickest way. And once those 10 spaces are gone, then they are gone. I'm moving back to Loughborough, Leicestershire. I am still in Leicestershire. I'm moving back to a village in Loughborough. And it's just a charity that is just very close to my heart. So, yes.
Very cool. Amazing opportunity for 10 of you there if you've got challenges with Amazon, thinking of launching on Amazon, et cetera, et cetera, then go and grab that from Emma right now. Emma, thank you so much for being on the podcast. It has been so insightful learning all your insights on Amazon. Much, much appreciated. So thank you for being here.
Oh, no, thank you for having me, Chloe. Thank you.
Amazon is definitely not set and forget. Just in case you didn't get that message during this episode, there is so much you can do to improve the conversion rates of your Amazon product pages, your ASIN pages, if you like. Those different elements on page you can use. Obviously, you've got the title and the bullet points, but then more importantly, you've got those gallery images, the three after the white background one. You've got the video content. Can you create how-to videos, product in use videos, testimonial videos? Can you put all that together to really hook the customer in and stop them from skipping over to your competitor's product page instead? And then the A-plus content that Emma was calling the billboard element, how can you make that attention-grabbing, adding in all that behavioral activity that you get from the big old reviews analysis? How can you get that into that billboard to make sure you're convincing the person that you're the company they want to buy it from and that this is the product that they want? And then if you're lucky enough, you'll have that premium A-plus content as well. Love that idea about the reviews. Obviously, that's something you can be doing on your own site too, taking it all down and then analyzing it either manually or getting ChatGPT, Gemini, etc. to help you out on that. Loads of stuff there on how to improve that conversion rate. Now, of course, once you've improved your Amazon conversion rate, you can get better results from the traffic you send. So we will be exploring that in another episode, I promise you, coming up in this series. For now, though, you can get the links to everything we just discussed, the transcript of the episode, important notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can also use our special direct episode short link. Just put keepopt.com/ whatever the number of this episode is into the URL bar and you'll go direct to the right page on the site. When you get to the website, go on, add yourself to our email list. You know you want to. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, then make sure you stay tuned for the rest of this mini series as we will be diving into Amazon in depth in a couple more of the episodes. You can also find our full thread of marketplaces content by scrolling up your feed a bit or use the short link keepopt.com/marketplaces. Please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many marketers as possible to improve the performance of their e-commerce marketing. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Are you using Yotpo for your email and SMS campaigns? Then you will already know that they're sunsetting their email and SMS service at the end of this year. I know, not the news you wanted this close to peak, is it? So over on the e-commerce tech website, we're putting together a couple of blogs to help you to navigate it all and turn this surprise into a brilliant move for your business, one that maybe even can increase your peak performance. To get the blogs, just go to keepopt.com/yotpo, that's Y-O-T-P-O. There you can read my four-step plan to make the most of the situation and get a roundup of advice from email marketing experts about what you should do. That's keepopt.com/yotpo. Have you yet downloaded the 500 Top Tips to Make Your E-commerce Business More Profitable ebook? Packed with 500 top tips about how to make your e-commerce store more profitable. I've organized the whole thing into sections so you can dip in and dip out and take inspiration as and when you need to. This ebook exists to be there on your desktop or even printed and sat on your desk. Download your free copy right now at keepopt.com/ebook. Get this epic e-commerce ebook now at keepopt.com/ebook.